Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nina. May I have your Eagle Moss account number, please?
Yes, ma'am. Miss Nina, it's 5798-6250-001.
5798-6250-001. And that's 6250-001.
Yes. First name Jason, last name Lutes, L-U-T-E-S.
Jason Lute?
Yes, L-U-T-E-S. Excuse me.
You said L-U-T-T-S, Jason.
No, ma'am, L-U-T-E-S.
L-U-T-E-S.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Mr. Luce, what is your zip code?
Which one, the billing or the shipping?
The shipping.
70810.
70810. And what collection,
yes, ma'am,
are you referring to today?
Enterprise D.
Enterprise D.
Yes, I had a package that was shipped out 5 days ago. For SSSUR2X4, premium surcharge, a binder, and four issues. I've been looking at the cover, at the tracking number that y'all gave me, and it has not even reached UPS yet.
Okay,
I'm still awaiting the package.
You said that you had a shipment that shipped out 4 days ago, and you're inquiring about the shipment.
Yes, ma'am. UPS hasn't even gotten the shipment yet, and y'all are taking out for the third installment of $65.
Okay, bear with me. I pull my system up now. I'm logging you in. Hold one more.
All right.
Okay, Mr. Lute, could you verify your complete delivery address, please?
7309 Meadow Park Avenue, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70810. Billing address is not too far from here. It's different from my mailing address.
Okay, and this is Star Trek Enterprise D Buildup. It says,
yes,
April the 30th, the next shipment was authorized.
Yes, and I haven't even gotten this would be my third one.
Yes.
I've gotten the first one, which is two small pieces. The second one has not even been received by UPS yet.
Okay, so you're inquiring about the second shipment.
Yes, I haven't even received my second shipment yet. So why am I being charged for a third one when I haven't even received the second one yet?
Okay, see, we had no way of knowing that you didn't receive the second one. I need to track that shipment.
Tracking number is, I got the tracking number right here, and it says status UPS, USPS currently awaiting package. It hasn't even left your warehouse yet.
Okay. May I track the shipment for myself, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
So I can see what's going on.
Yes, ma'am, please.
This is the second shipment, and the third shipment is being authorized. Hold one moment. Okay, I do have see the tracking number. It says USPS currently awaiting shipment. So that means that the shipment is en route from Pick Me Bowls to the USPS post office. That Pick Me Bowls is our carrier who takes our shipments to the USPS Postal Service. And they'll log it in, and then it'll be tracked. The delay came when. Right now, shipping label was created on April the 27th for that shipment.
For the next shipment?
No, sir. Label was created April the 27th for the second shipment.
Okay.
The third. The system does not know that, you know, it goes in sequential order. So that's what I was trying to look for when it was authorized. You know, have it open up, show more.
Yes, 4 days ago. Because I'm used to when a shipment order when a shipment label's been done, it's in process already and it's already being shipped.
Yes, to Pick Me Bowls and then to the post office. Shipping label created means Pick Me Bowl. It's taken to the post office. Once the post office gets the shipment, log it in, then we'll be able to track it.
Okay, because this morning I had an inquiry saying that it's an automatic reply that the reason why is because y'all are moving warehouses. It wouldn't be a problem while doing a warehouse. I've worked warehouse life about 15 years, and when we get a shipment order like this, we usually ship it out right then and there. I don't know what's going on. That's why I'm trying to figure out why is there hesitation?
No hesitation. The problem is the new warehouse. Once they got to the warehouse, they had an issue. So right now they're working with a new warehouse, getting packages shipped out, checking returns in. They trying to come up with a system so everything will work out at the new warehouse.
Okay.
But my suggestion is to you got your frequencies every week.
Yes.
You would have to change that back to every 4 weeks to get caught up. You know, so you won't get charged twice in 1 month. Until you know your shipments get on track.
I get charged 4 times a month.
Okay. So did I explain why two?
Yes, ma'am, you did.
Because I try to go verbatim what the system says. So is it okay? I mean, is this okay? This frequency.
Yes, ma'am.
Charges. Okay. So, but that's why those two actions are like right on top of each other.
All right.
And basically, you're going to have two in process. One is in process, and one is en route to from Pick Me Bowl to the USPS Postal Service. So between now, we'll see the 27th and the 7th, you should either have that second shipment or the USPS tracking number of that shipment and route. And then the same thing will be happening again to that third shipment right behind it.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's a matter of processing, still in processing. One is en route to you, just has not made it to the post office yet, and the other one will be en route right behind it.
All right. I'll wait for the
7th.
Yes.
And you know what? On the 7th, you should have two tracking numbers. You should have that USPS tracking number for a second shipment and the shipping label for the third shipment.
Okay. All right. I thank you very much.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
That's it. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Enjoy your day, sir.
Bye. You do. Bye.